just before we start this look into the future, let me ask you just one more question about kneeling. If you had two houses, and let's say each house is about 4,500 square feet living space, 4,500 square feet. Both have the same number of bedrooms. Each of them well furnished. Each of them have a pool and a sauna in the backyard. Each of them has, and the property is about 4.5 acres. And included on that 4.5 acres on one property, you have a small pond. On the other property, you have same size pond. Basically, these two properties have a lot in common. I'm not going to say they're identical, but they have a lot in common. Same acreage, 4.5 acres of land, 4,500 square feet of living space. And let's just say that on any given day, for whatever the reason, something went terribly wrong, and both of those houses burned to the ground. Both houses burned to the ground. In one house, the house on the right, no one was at home. No one was in the house. No animals, no pets, nothing was there. No fish, no humans, no living creatures were at the house when it burned down. But the American flag, which they kept in a corner in their den, was there. Their clothes were there. Everything was there except the family. And the American flag, because they're so patriotic, they keep the American flag on a pole in their den, in a corner in their den. Some of you think, come on, who does that? There are people who have flags, whether they hang outside their homes or inside. Remember now, we're talking patriotism. You think it's that outlandish that we have some Americans who are so patriotic that it's strange that they would have the flag in their homes? So on the right, the American flag was in the den. On the home on the left, they had no American flag anywhere in the house. Everyone was gone except one person. One family member was in that house asleep when the fire began. By the time that person realized the house was on fire, the smoke had spread so far, so wide, that person could not see their way out of the home. Smoke inhalation killed that person. And as it turned out, that person was burned along with the fire. I'm sorry, along with the house. Which would bother you more? The fact that the flag was burned to a crisp in the house on the right, or the fact that a human was burned beyond recognition in the house on the left? You know, that really depends. For some people, it would bother them that this person, this human being, lost their life. You know, I deliberately did not say he or him. I deliberately did not say her or she. I deliberately gave no clues as to the age or the race of the person. I deliberately painted the picture as though when it comes to class, the house on the left was equal to the house on the right. And I deliberately wanted those classes to be the same because I wanted us to be on the same page. I did not want that to be a factor. I wanted to focus on one thing: flag in one house, human being in the other house. Would it matter to you that a human being was burned to death in that house fire? For some people, it would matter. For others, it wouldn't matter one bit. Especially if they thought that the person who died was of a certain race. For some people, if tragedy strikes, they're heart-stricken only if they think the person who died in the tragedy is someone that they find acceptable and desirable. If it's somebody from another group that they consider unacceptable, undesirable, they could care less. And so it really depends on the individual thinking about the situation. There have been people who have thought, oh, wow, this is so terrible that this has happened. I feel so sorry for the one who this tragedy has struck. Come to find out in conversations with the person, conversation that they brought up, by the way, they were feeling real sympathetic and, oh, just so righteously in pain for the family who was struck by tragedy, when they assumed that the family that was struck by tragedy was white. When they found out that the family that was struck by the tragedy was black, not only did they, it would have been bad enough if they became insensitive, but instead, not only did they not just switch, go from being so compassionate and so sympathetic towards the family, they didn't go from there to being insensitive. They went from there to being actually hostile and expressing their gladness that tragedy has struck their family. Do you really care that a human being died in that fire when the house on the left burned down? For some people, yes. For some people, no. How about the American flag? Do you suppose there would be a lot of people grieving over the fact that the American flag had burned in that house on the right? You know what? If people would just be honest about it, and I mean just truly be honest, not try to conjure up something within themselves, some feelings, some emotions, etc., they probably wouldn't care any more about that flag having burned than they cared about the bedspreads in the house having burned, or the sheets having burned, or the upholstery on the sofa having burned, because they understand that American flag is just cloth. They wouldn't grieve over its loss. Someone would grieve over the loss of that human being in the house on the left. All right. When we come back, automation, where are they taking it? Will they take us along with it?